Panic at the Disco. Triple M James Dave, 98.7 Mackay. 92.3 in the Whitsundays. Panic at the Disco, the name of that band alone is enough for anybody who doesn't like clowns to be venturing around Mackay at the moment. There's like 1,001 of those darn things promoting the Moscow Circus.
Well, it kicks off on Thursday here in Mackay after being in Airlie Beach for a little bit. Mark from the Circus, mate, how many clowns do you actually have?
Am I allowed to tell you, or is it a competition?
No, there's no competition. We just want to know.
Well, I think it's now close to... I don't take this as gospel. I believe it's close to 40 now.
Jesus!
We had 30 up.
Yeah.
And then we came back. What we do is we leapfrog our clowns from town to town. So when we finish in Bowen, or when we start in Bowen, we then move clowns on to the next town after that. So now we've come to Airlie Beach. We're in Airlie Beach this week.
Yeah.
We've now taken the clowns down here and then moved the remaining clowns onto Mackay. So there's about... close to 40 clowns. So in the first week of Mackay, we then move on to some of our clowns onto Yeppoon. We don't overstay. Sort of our clowns stay up usually on about a 2-week period at one particular place.
Yeah, right.
Sometimes longer, depends where it is.
Okay.
And it's a good time to be there.
It's a lot more than last time. What happened? Was there a sale on at wish.com or something?
A clown clearance.
You should be the third person on this Breakfast Show, Mark. That's funny. Hey, for new people who may have not even seen the Moscow Circus, you guys do things differently, don't you?
We have a whole new show this time with a new business partner. That's probably why it's all different with the advertising. We work with a very strong circus family, the Weber family, and Jeff Weber, one of my good friends here, he's a superstar in getting the clowns up around town. And we find places where basically where people obviously have front yards or businesses, and then we put the clowns up, and then we do our advertising as well, obviously. But we've got a brand new show this time called the Moscow Circus Extreme, bringing the wow factor with obviously a new show. Every time we do the Moscow Circus, it's a brand new show. We have the wow factor with the bikes and the glow, the trapeze, single trapeze, and an amazing high wire act with no nets or anything. So it's pretty... It's a show for all ages.
It's crazy. Like, don't you ever get nervous watching them do these stunts and going, how do you do this?
Absolutely. My wife, she's from Belarus, and she had an accident about a year ago. She fell off the trampoline, basically fell straight off it. So it's a lot of these acts, and it's hard to watch her. And she did the Russian bar as well. Even watching the four bikes and the globe, I mean, the girlfriends must sit there and just freak out sometimes.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
It's so how they do that in there. It's like. I don't know. It's amazing how their coordination has four bikes zigzagging across each other at one particular time, doing, 30, 40 k's an hour? I don't know how fast they're going, but they're going quite fast.
And they don't even hit each other. That's what I'm holding my seat, you know, and I'm clenching the whole time thinking, don't run into each other, Jesus.
Well, they have a couple of times. We've had a couple of small accidents. Sometimes I'm in my caravan at night and I dread having someone coming and going at 9:30 going, Mark, quick, we've got to get the guy off to hospital. Someone's fallen. I think about it almost every time because we've had it before. And when these guys crash, it's like a horrific crash. They're covered with obviously a lot of padding on them, which they have to be. I mean, but you know, we've had guys, they're pretty tough, and they've crashed before them back in the show the next day.
Is that the reason why they always put someone that's slim right in the middle from the audience?
funny enough, a couple of these Brazilian guys are quite big, and not just big. Large big. They're tall and they're solid. We don't put someone from the audience inside the middle. We just, as I mentioned, we do four bikes at one time. It would be very hard to put someone in the middle. Then you'd have to be very tiny.
Well, we can't wait. We can't wait for the show to begin here in Mackay. Now you have been in Airlie Beach. When do the show start here in Mackay?
Show starts next Thursday.
Next Thursday.
So that's the 24th of this month, October.
Yep.
And then we carry on until the Sunday week. We're there for about 10 days at the showgrounds. And I've got to say, the sales have been very, very strong. What happens, obviously, up and down northern Queensland is the people in the community find out about how good the show is from down the track. It is a very good show. as I mentioned, small eggs, but I would say get in early because it is starting to sell quite strong.
Okay. All right. Well, October 25, the Friday morning, there's going to be no breakfast show because we're still going to be in awe from the night before. Mark, mate, thanks very much for joining us. Can we give away a couple of tickets now?
Absolutely. I want to say, too, if we find out any of our clowns are missing, I think Jay, I think we might find one in his backyard. You know, I understand he's got a bit of clown phobia, but hopefully he can get over clown phobia.
Oh, mate, there's no chance of getting over it. Every time I drive somewhere, there's like five of the darn things staring at me. If you want a double pass, go along to the circus on us. Call us now, 13 27 10. Mark, thanks for joining us this morning, mate.
I'll give you a clue. There's between 38 and 40 clowns. If you get the winning number, you get the double pass.
Between 38 and 40. Oh, you've narrowed that down for us, Mark. Moscow Circus, details at triplem.com.au.
Triple M. Music that feels good.